visitors here today. I'd like to say something especially to one visitor, Mr. Osborne. I'm not the only one who do sermonettes, sir. Every time he come to visit, here I am up here giving a sermon. Bright skies, storm clouds ahead. That is the name, that's the title of this sermonette. Bright skies, storm clouds ahead. The purpose of this here sermonette is to show in this sermonette that we must not take for granted the blessings of today, but we must appreciate them and show our appreciation through daily devotion, through service, and through spiritual growth. We can easily take things for granted in our lives, our Christian living, our marriages, our jobs. When we take things for granted, taking things for granted can lead to complacency. And complacency leads to neglect. Paul talked about neglect in Hebrews, the second chapter. If we would turn to Hebrews, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. Hebrews, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, we must give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard it? I'd like for us to take a look at the word heed in this here, in verse 1. I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of it. Proeco, P-R-O-S-E-C-H-O. It means to pay attention to, apply oneself to adhere to. And if we break that meaning down even more, we can say it means to take notice, to put it to work, to make it a part of us. We have been blessed with such a great position that we are in this country, to be able to worship in freedom. But will that freedom always be here? Well, with the way the wind is blowing in the government and with the laws that are being passed, it seems like those freedoms are slowly being eroded away. Jesus said before his coming, he said that in verse, let's turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter and the 9th verse. Jesus talked about the things that would happen before his coming, and they may seem a little bleak. Hebrews, the 24th chapter and the 9th verse. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. That sounds kind of bad as it sounds. We are at a period of our lives right now where we are in peace, relatively speaking. But will it always be here? Or can we see the storm clouds ahead? Years ago, I subscribed to a magazine. It was called The Voice of the Martyrs. And I brought some with me as an illustration of the winds that are blowing through this world. We in America can sometimes have a myopic view. We can look at things and say, well, it's not happening here, so it's not happening. But that is not the case. Persecution is going on in this world. This is an article. It's called The Voice of the Martyrs. I can't remember what compelled me to subscribe to the magazine, but in here, this here minister is going to the hotbed of Pakistan in the tribal areas preaching the gospel. And he talked about some of the things that has gone on there. This is an article inside of it where Christians were meeting in India, and a leaflet went around to all the Hindus in which they say, bring with you all your traditional weapons like arrows, axes, spears, and swords. They were trying to put down a rally that the Christians was trying to set up. This article right here is young men who were ministers. They were going into the deep jungles of Vietnam because they could not openly practice their religion in public. This article right here is these people right here are running for their lives in Pakistan because the Muslims attacked their village and burnt their villages. This article right here entitled No Room at the Inn was taken in Indonesia, where a Christian community was burned down by Muslim extremists. Well, you get the picture of what's going on in the world. We see that things are getting worse and worse by the day. And we understand that these magazines was back in 2009 and 2010, and so we know recently the things with the lady in Sudan and all the other persecution that is going on in the world. How then can we take such an opportunity that we have here? Are we really fearful right now? We know that eventually it's going to come, but it would be a shock to us if someone would come right now and bring persecution onto us right now. But we know that one day the blue skies would turn dark. So what must we do while the blue sky is still blue? Let's turn to Luke, the 11th chapter and the 39th verse. This scripture here is a little obscure for what I am really trying to bring about, but I think it serves its purpose. Jesus had been invited. This is Luke, the 11th chapter and 39th verse. Had been invited by a Pharisee to dinner. And Jesus did not wash as the Pharisee thought he should. And so in verse 39, then the Lord said to him, because he understood what he was thinking, now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and the dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather, and this is the part I want us to get, give alms of such thing as you have, and then all things are clean to you. Jesus is telling us why the sky is still blue, we must give. Not necessarily money, but yes, money. But give of ourselves. Give of our service now while the sky is blue. Because one day, the sky won't be the way it is now. We would understand what the people are going through parts of the world. We have in the church the Good Works program, and we can give to that. We can give of our service, and on a personal level, we can give of ourselves. We can give of our time now while the sky is blue. We have been blessed to this point with a freedom man has never known, to preach the gospel, to educate, to edify the body. But Jesus said before his coming, there will be a dramatic change for the worse. and the things that we now take for granted would be not so readily available. So while the skies are blue, let us remember to make the best and make the most earnest heed to the things that we do have now. God, family, and love for our fellow man. But one day, the skies will get dark.